I've heard that the Rio Grande was called the Mother River to Apaches. And again, that's probably some white person who talked to some old Indian person who may have been westernized for all I know. But I think that if you step back and look at indigenous people, anything is sustaining as a river would be considered very important. So I tend to believe that the Rio Grande was an important aspect of Apache beliefs or needs. But the canyon, the water had to be very important because it just came out of the ground. It was warm, it was healing, it was refreshing. And it was protection. If you find a water source, it's protection. It continues your culture. And now we don't have that. We just turn the tap on. And we're very Americanized because we don't realize where that water comes from. And part of the getting our land back is the teaching people that water is literally us. How do we teach them that? We haven't gotten to that point yet in the tribe.
Talk a little bit about your parents' generation. How concerned were they that some of the traditions and the history, the stories that tell the history of your group be kept alive, and the language? Were they very concerned about that, or they seem to be ready to move on, which is one of the things you sort of suggested, thought.
I don't think they were ready to move on. Nobody wants to give up their culture or their traditions or their spirituality. They were forced to move on. And at a certain point, after everybody's been indoctrinated to move on, you move on. That's basically what it was. But my father was always very concerned that his children were Apache. And my grandfather, you were nothing less. I don't care how much other blood you had, you were Apache. And he always told you to be proud of your Apache blood.